Happy Sabbath, church family. This is your sister, Michelle Moinda, and I'll be sharing the Lord's message with you today. But before I say anything else, I want to take the time to thank the Lord for the blessings and the opportunity he has given me to stand here in front of you guys and share his message with his wonderful people. There's a line that the pastor had said, which I really found cool. And he said, God is the one that did all the cooking, and I'm just the one here to serve. And as that servant, as a vessel, I pray that today, as I present the Lord's message, it touches your hearts and reminds you that God is always present, always loving, and never far from your side. Suffering. Suffering is something we all experience. It's something we run away from. We pray against, we do everything in our power to avoid it. Because suffering hurts, whether it's heartbreak, betrayal, fear, anxiety, loss, depression, even the crushing weight of insecurities. Suffering is something we all experience. But what if I told you that suffering isn't something to fear. It's something to lean into. Pain is the result of the fall, not the Father. Romans 5:12 says, when sin entered the world, so did suffering. God is not the cause of your suffering, but he is the companion through it. Psalms 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Even when we don't understand it, when it feels unbearable, God is right there with us. And he sees us in our pain and he says, don't worry. He takes that pain and he uses it not to destroy us, but to develop us. Suffering is not punishment, nor it is abandonment. Suffering is a life lesson. Suffering is a life lesson with growing pains. And who better to show us that than Jesus? Jesus, our Savior, God's own Son, didn't avoid suffering. In fact, he stepped into it. He stepped into it. He took on the worst kind of pain, separation from the Father. He endured the cross, not just to take away our sin, but so that we wouldn't have to experience the worst form of suffering, being apart from God. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, by his wounds we are healed. Amen. Yes. That is true love, the love that chooses the cross just so we can choose heaven. But what about when everything is gone? When we're in our deepest form of suffering? When the house is gone, when the job is lost, when your heart is broken, when your friends walk away, what's left? When you're deep in anxiety, insecurities, and depression, what's left? What's left is your prayer life. What is left is your intimate relationship with God. You see, our churches can be shut down, our Bibles can be taken from us, but the one thing that we will always, always have access to is our connection to God. Prayer is your survival. It's your power. It's your connection to the one who knows you, carries you, and loves you. Romans 8:26 says, "The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, and when we don't know what to pray for, the Spirit intercedes for us." But here's the thing. Sometimes when God is calling us to do something, we're too scared to listen. He says, "Go preach." We say, "I'm not ready." He says, "Step out in faith." We say, "What if I fall?" Your insecurities will try to silence your purpose. Your insecurities will try to silence your purpose, but your obedience must be louder than your fear. Sometimes all God needs is one yes, one step, one act of obedience, and that one step will change the direction of your life. That one step will open floodgates to heaven. You may not understand it, but that's okay. We were never called to understand it. We were called to trust. God is the author of your story. Amen. He has written the first page, and he has already written the last. He has not left you, and he never will. So whenever you're in a good moment or in your biggest breaking point, remember this, that in Romans 8:28, it says, "In all things, God works for the good of those who love him." Amen? Amen. Amen. He is working it out. He hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't left you, and he never will. Pain was never a part of God's plan. When God created the Garden of Eden, the Bible says everything was perfect. And in that garden was a tree. It was that God loves us so much, he gave us something powerful, free will. He gave Adam and Eve instructions to not eat from the tree. And it was because of Adam and Eve, who chose their own way, from that decision, sin entered the world. And with it came pain, suffering, and death. So our pain is not from the Father, but from the fall. Yet, in our brokenness, he doesn't leave us. He enters our pain, walks us through it, and on the other side is purpose. When we shift our perspective, we see that God is not the cause of our pain, but the companion, the comfort in it. We begin to walk in faith, not in fear. And the suffering may be real, but so is the redemption. And here's the truth. There are so many people out there right now that don't know God. They don't know his love. They don't know his mercy. They've never felt the peace in the middle of the storm. But you know him. You've felt his love. You've seen him carry you through battles you never thought you'd be able to get through. So tell them, be the disciple, be the voice, be the light. Let them know that when they're in their deepest, darkest valley, there is a God who sits with them, weeps with them, and who died to be with them forever. So I'd like to leave you with this. Suffering does not mean God is absent. It means he is about to reveal something bigger than your pain. He is with you in every moment, every high, every low, every cry, every silence. And even when the world forgets you, even when everything you love is taken away from you, God will never leave you. Isaiah 41, 10 through 13 says, because his love is relentless, his power is eternal, and his presence is permanent. Psalms 73, 26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. When you feel weak, unsure, disconnected, this verse speaks to us, reminding us that God is your constant source of strength. I would like to close with a song. The song is Rise Again. This song is written in the perspective of Jesus when he is going through the deepest form of suffering. This song shows his love and for us.
Drive the nails through my hands, laugh at me, where you stand, go ahead and say it isn't me, the day will come and you I will be free. see that you were wrong. Go ahead. Try to hide the sun, but all will see that I'm the one. 'Cause I'll
please stand as we sing a closing hymn.
But now, being made free from sin and having become servants of God, you have your fruit of sanctification and the result of eternal life. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for this Sabbath day, for everyone here and online. We pray that as we leave here today, we live a life in your purpose, that we be disciples that share your love, grace, and mercy. We love you so, so much, and in your heavenly name we pray. Amen. Thank you.